The Japanese emperor is stepping down. Tragic earthquake in the Philippines and more on today's headlines you may have missed. Headlines you don't want to miss. Our top story. Japanese emperor reports abdication to dead father 1 week before new emperor takes his place. I literally didn't make that up. I wrote the headline, but I didn't make it up. The Japanese emperor is abdicating his crown, and it's a pretty big deal. It's such a big deal that he had to go report the news to his dad, even though he's dead. The visit was part of a ceremony intended to connect the past, the present, and future emperors together. But did you even know that Japan still had an emperor? And if you did you know he was about to be replaced by a young whippersnacker who's not even 60 yet? He's 50, by the way. From Japan Today, Emperor Akihito and Empress Mikito visited the tomb of his father, Emperor Hirohito, on the outskirts of Tokyo on Tuesday for an official ceremony to report his upcoming abdication on April 30th. The emperor, wearing a mourning suit, and the empress, wearing a long dress, offered prayers at the mausoleum during the Shinetsu no Gi ritual. Crown Prince Naruhito, 59, will ascend the chrysanthemum throne on May 1, will similarly take part in a number of ceremonies and rituals to mark his succession. I hope he doesn't go to his dead grandfather and say, "Go, grandpaps, I'm here now." Or maybe he will. He probably will. At the top headlines, 11 dead, scores missing after deadly quake levels Philippines grocery store. An earthquake struck the northern area of the Philippines, causing extensive damage throughout the region, with the most devastating damage coming from a supermarket that collapsed during the earthquake, killing tens and trapping scores of others. From Japan Today, rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket that crashed down in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings in an airport in northern Philippines, raising the death toll to 11, officials said Tuesday, and still 24-plus people missing. Texas might soon let you sue Facebook for blocking you. Does a Texas bill offer political targets of Facebook a legal recourse from, well, injustice, or does it enable the worst of the worst denizens to exploit free speech and drive social media companies trying to be responsible out of business? Well, that's what's being debated in Texas. And from the Texas Tribune, we get Texas, their headline reads, Texas bill will allow state to sue social media companies like Facebook and Twitter over free speech. A bill before the Texas Senate seeks to prevent social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter from censoring users based on their viewpoints. Supporters say it will protect the free exchange of ideas, but critics say the bill contradicts a federal law that allows social media platforms to regulate their own content. Latest public Saudi execution. See 37 terrorists die. Bodies then pinned to poles as warning. Now, when you say terrorists, sometimes people overuse that term, but from the Saudi perspective, they might not be incorrect from their perspective. Saudi Arabia executed 37 of its citizens on Tuesday for what it said were terrorism-related crimes, publicly pinning two of the bodies to a pole as a warning to others. So the individuals were found guilty of attacking security installations with explosives, killing a number of security officers, and cooperating with, quote, enemy organizations, unquote, against the interest of the country, the Interior Ministry said in a statement. They were probably working for the Dallas Cowboys, in which case, that's a terrible joke, Paul. Dallas Cowboys fans are people, too. Report alleges 8 in 10 women report sex abuse when in custody of Mexican police. This is from El Universal. The most alarming information was provided by the National Institute of Statistics and Geography. It reported that 8 in every 10 women arrested in Mexico between 2009 and 2016 were tortured before being presented before a judge. It emphasized that 76% of the victims said the torture took place during the arrest, and the other 65% said it happened while they were in custody. Reuters journalists lose Myanmar appeal, still face 7-year term. Well, you're back to that. So wait, 76% said torture took place during the arrest. So, okay, so once they're arrested, they rape and torture them less. Good. It's great. Reuters journalists lose Myanmar appeal. This is from Al Jazeera. Myanmar's Supreme Court has rejected the appeal of two Reuters news agency reporters sentenced to 7 years in jail for breaking the Official Secrets Act in a landmark case that has raised questions about the country's transition to democracy. Walone, 33, and Kayasoo, 29, have spent more than 16 months in detention since they were arrested in December 2017 while working on an investigation into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslims, men and boys. Sri Lanka was warned in advance by not only India, but also by the U.S. This is from the Wall Street Journal by way of Small Wars Journal. Authorities there have said an international terror group likely supported an obscure local Islamist group in carrying out a series of bombings that killed at least 321 people on Easter Sunday, weeks after the government had received warnings from the U.S. and India about a possible attack. Our headlines you may have missed, Wire headlines the way they wrote them. France 24, former French Prime Minister François Fillon faced trial over fake job scandal. Time magazine, technology needs to be regulated, says Apple's Tim Cook. Dap Life, Japan to propose cryptocurrency regulations at G20. Super. Thanks, guys. War news updates. Jared Kushner says Mueller probe was more harmful to U.S. than Russia election interference. Get your swag at pgmercher.com. That's newser swag. That's PG newser swag at pgmercher.com. And you can get the raw headlines you may have missed feed at pgnewser.com/hm.